Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Chicago, Illinois. A supercomputer has predicted and will in the future be able to predict upcoming world conflicts and revolutions. That's the headline. I'll have more details about this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
According to the research at the University of Illinois, feeding a supercomputer with millions of news stories, scientists believe that they can predict major world events, including regional conflicts and even revolutions, like the recent revolutions in Libya and Egypt. Scientists say that they liken this forecasting of conflicts to weather forecasting, and the system appears to generate better intelligence than the United States government is working with today. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A supercomputer that can predict world conflict before the fact may or may not be totally accurate. But there is a way to know the future, and that is by reading the end-time scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As scientists feed hundreds of millions of news articles into a supercomputer, they are working on developing a way to foretell the future in the area of world conflict and revolutions. This new research seems to have predicted the uprising in the Arab world, the so-called Arab Spring, with pretty good accuracy. However, pretty good is not perfect, as is the written word of God and its presentation of the end-time scenario for the events of the future. Daniel, the ancient Jewish prophet, in Daniel chapter 11, predicted the rise of Ahasuerus, the king of the book of Esther, 57 years before he appeared. That's Daniel 11:2. He also revealed information about Alexander the Great 200 years before he came to power, and 360 years before the fact, Daniel pre-wrote history about Antiochus Epiphanes, who would desecrate the temple, which did happen December the 25th, 168 B.C. Daniel's prophecy, which is pre-written history about the Antichrist, found in Daniel 7:8, chapter 9, verse 27, and chapter 11, verses 36 to 45, will also be fulfilled based on past prophecies being fulfilled. Daniel also wrote of world conflict 2,500 years ago, which would include Syria, Egypt, and Libya, the major Arab nations that are now on the radar screen. That's Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 44. We must not put our trust in a supercomputer that actually can fail, but instead put our trust in Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...